I want to welcome everybody to our freestyle living, and this is from managing to living. And so we've just had a little bit of a laugh as we all tried to get onto the computer tonight. So I want to say welcome to everyone. I was again, I was just sharing. I was working in TurboTax earlier today, and I tell you, I must have had too many tabs open because my computer just finally, kind of rebelled. So I understand completely. And Dora's been working on a computer all day. And so now she comes home and she's off work and she's back on the computer again. So we're not going to hold up the show tonight. We're going to go ahead and get started with our topics because, again, it's trying to put more margins in our life. That's our topic tonight, is to simplify. When we started, this is our third podcast on this particular theme. And when we started a couple of months ago, the first month in January, we talked about seeing clearly what our foundation, the foundation of what we were all about. And of course, we're all about from managing to living, trying to basically kind of redo what we already have in place and just make it easier and better and more margins for all of us. And so we talked about to-do list and all of that sort of thing. Last month, our whole thing was about where our attention goes, our energy flows. And we talked about what we paid attention to, work-life balance and journaling and what our goals were. And so tonight we're going to talk about simplifying. And I don't know about you, but I am a firm believer that health comes before wealth. And so I have to always focus on my health first. I haven't always. And I know there's a season, a time, and a place. I can remember all those years when I was working in the salon industry. And I joke about this all the time, and people laugh at me. I worked for years like my hair was on fire. I got to get to work, and I got an appointment, and I've got appointment every hour on the hour. And I went 10-hour days, 6 days a week. And my biggest fear back then, and I think a lot of us function out of fear to some extent. And again, we're all a product, I think, of our environment. And my parents struggled financially, so I just took that on, that that's just life. That's just the way it is, that we all struggle. And so once I got into the salon industry, my fear was that that train wouldn't always be on the track. Things come and go, and preferences come and go. And I thought, I got licensed as a nail tech, and I thought, what if artificial nails go out of style? What if, what if, what if, you know? And so if somebody said, oh, I want a full set of acrylics, I'm like, have a seat. And I would just, as long as they were coming, I would keep working because it was basically a commission job. If I didn't have somebody in my chair, I wasn't making any money. And so I worked like that for years, for fear that, the funnel would dry up somehow. And so, and I often said, one of the cliches I used all the time is that I was going to ride that train as long as it was on the track. Well, I did. And then again, I didn't, because I reached a point where my doctor was talking about me needing shoulder surgery and elbow surgery and all kinds of surgeries. And so he said, wouldn't it be a novel idea if you quit right before I cut you all up instead of right after I cut you all up? And so I knew I needed to retire, and that was a really tough decision for me. But one of the things in talking about simplifying is that not only was I concerned about my health, but I was concerned about the finances, which I think we all are. And a lot of times we make decisions because we're like, I don't know that I can give up that income. How am I going to replace it? What am I going to do with it? And so when I talk about the basis of having some sort of a passive income and having a basis for you to fall back on, sometimes our fears are not founded. And mine was not. I just really believed that I had to keep going. I kept adding more salons. I kept adding to my stress. I kept adding to my busyness. I ended up, after 20 years, I had five salons going, and they were full staffed. And so I had all those different personalities of staff, and I had all those different personalities of all the clients. And I just, again, was working like my hair was on fire. When I finally drew a line in the sand, and I had to work with a coach because I couldn't let go of it myself because of my fear. I had to work with a coach, and the coach finally said, "We're going to pick a date that you're going to retire. We're going to draw a line in the sand, and we're going to pick a date, and I'm going to hold your feet to the fire." I said, "Okay." So, as that started to unfold, I was again concerned about finances. But once I got on the other side of that, and I did retire from the salon industry, and I started turning that real estate that I had purchased, I had started turning it into passive income by just using the buildings as a rental. It occurred to me that I was actually making more money with a lot less stress on the other side of that. I just couldn't see it at the time. So I had to kind of push through that. I had to have a coach kind of draw a line in the sand with me and say, "This is going to be your retirement date, and you're just going to figure it out." Now, I'm a firm believer, and I tell myself this all the time, I am smart enough to figure it out, but not always. And I did need that help. So that is probably one of the best decisions that I made. I didn't believe it at the time, but it's probably one of the best decisions that I made was actually retiring from the salon industry and turning that real estate. Now, I did have the foresight to buy the real estate. So that's what I want to impress on everyone listening to this call. It doesn't have to be real estate. Maybe you're investing in the stock markets. Maybe you're investing in real property. Maybe you're investing in some sort of an online business. Doesn't matter, but think of it this way. You can do a lot of work up front to get everything up and running and going, but find something that makes money while you sleep. Find something that makes money while you sleep. It could be, again, depending on the cash that you have, it could be just putting your cash into CDs. Not that they're making a lot of money these days, but that is an option. It is making some money while you're sleeping. Money markets account makes some money while you're sleeping. I just reviewed all of my accounts recently, and if you have enough volume of finances to open a money market or a CD, do that instead of just leaving it in a passbook. So many people just leave it in a passbook savings and they're not making any interest at all. So every little bit helps. And doing my taxes, we were just talking when we first got onto the call. I'm in the middle of doing my taxes for this year. And I was surprised at, pleasantly surprised at some of the interest that I made over the last year with some of my investments other than real estate. And then, of course, the real estate market, it always is a good market. Whenever I talk about real estate, there's only good, better, and best. I don't think there is a bad real estate deal. Some of the properties that I bought 20 years ago, I was just barely breaking even. With the mortgage and the taxes and the insurance, and then what I could rent it for. But now, as I've paid down that mortgage and as rents have gone up, and because you can make money a million different ways in real estate, then having some of those properties reappraised by my bank because I wanted to pull some cash out to buy something else, to buy an additional piece of property, I am just shocked. And again, the market's been up and down and all around, and we all saw what happened in 08, but again, real estate is the long game, just like the stock market is the long game. And I am just so pleasantly surprised with how well my real estate portfolio has done over the years. It's again, it's had its ups and downs, but overall, it's had this nice, steady, slow climb for the last 20, 25 years. And so I just can't be more thankful than I am right now with having that base. So I want to open it up. And anybody have any questions? And Dora, I'd like to get your take on that, on passive income and your basis for your passive income. And I know Endora's still working. Again, it's been a crazy day and she just got home from work and is now on the call. So Endora, over to you. Tell us a little bit about your passive income.
Okay, yes. So I have, over the years, I've had several different second jobs too. And so I think it really, you try to find something, I call it a side gig, right? Something that aligns with passion. And boy, do I have a wide variety of jobs that I've done over the years. One of them, which was one of my favorite, was being a travel agent for Upper Arlington Travel Agency. So, I mean, there's always ways, to take something that you enjoy doing and making it a side gig. So that was one of my little side gigs, right? Is being a travel agent. Plus, I got discounts with traveling as well. And I know we're talking more about passive income types of things, but I think it's important as we continue to age that we stay active, that we stay engaged, that we're continually learning new things. And I just read an article not too long ago how important it is as we age to really stay engaged and network, whether that's volunteering our time or even taking our expertise, like you have, Kathy, and doing you do like business consulting, you do your real estate. I mean, you do your I'm like looking over my notes over here because I'm thinking of all the things that you do, and that you're making that also passive. And so I think it's really thinking about, kind of jotting down some ideas. If real estate isn't your thing and you want to do something beyond that, like I made my little list here, but virtual assistants, that's becoming a really popular type of thing. So anyone that is looking for something a few hours a day and you can work anywhere in the world, I mean, a virtual assistant can do that. And that's basically something where you're helping with somebody with their emails. Maybe you find somebody that's more of a, you make it more of a personal assistance or assistant rather. I know a lot of real estate agents now are using personal or virtual assistants, and that's helping them manage their emails, scheduling, admin tasks. And you can actually kind of build a business, and then you could actually have other people with you, on that business for virtual assistants. Another thing I know, Kathy, this is your love, is you like to do a lot of freelance writing, right? I mean, that is
Absolutely.
your thing. And I know the other night you're getting ready to write another book, but I think it's like taking that passion of what you've always done, something creative with writing. And I think that, and some other things that you can do are social media management. Any of us on here that knows how to use Instagram, Facebook, or LinkedIn, those are some things that you can do. Or this is kind of a cool thing, online tutoring. If maybe if
Ah,
somebody's good
that is
at,
a good one.
I mean, yeah, I mean, if they're good at math or even any type of professional skills, that's something that they can do. And then when we get into real estate, which and I both know, there's so many different things that you can do in real estate that can be passive. I like midterm rental housing. That's kind of my sweet spot. And you and I were talking about that earlier today, that I like that particular model because I get more money doing a midterm than I would if I were doing a long term. And so for those, is everybody familiar with what the difference is between a midterm and a long term rental? I know, Sue, you are because you're doing it, but Ruth and Sierra, are you familiar with that?
And they may be listening in.
Okay, that's
Except,
fine.
yeah.
Okay, that's fine. So basically, a midterm rental is a furnished rental that has everything. So when someone rents it, it's very similar to a short term. The only difference is that the midterm is 30 days or greater. And so oftentimes you can make, I think, statistically 25% more on top of what you would get. So typically, if I had a long-term rental and a condo is what I like to do, because again, I want to make my time my time. I like getting condos because those are easier to maintain and I don't have to worry about cutting the grass or the roof or all types of maintenance things. And I know, Kathy, you and I have talked about this. I said you really enjoy the condos that you've bought as well, right?
I
So
do,
again,
yes.
so I would encourage everybody or anybody on this call who would like to get a second home, perhaps, is to turn it into, purchase it in an area that you think that you'd be very interested in and use that as a second business, to have a midterm and to get that money, because I think you can make about 25% more on regular rent. So, for example, where I might only get for like a studio that's like 563 square foot, typically the going rate is like $1,000 up to 1,200. Can you hear my dog coughing in the background?
Yeah, You're fine. Yeah.
He's coughing. I'm like, okay. But I'm like, I hope he isn't puking. Sorry. So anyway, sorry. But anyway, so now I can get on that same space 1,500 per month. So I think there's different ways to do that. Another thing that's a really popular, I was looking on AI. Are there people out there now that want people to come into their homes and do, and Mindy, you'd be good at this, home organization and decluttering? Like, does that not speak to you, Mindy? I think it speaks to you because you can make some big money on that. I mean, have you ever watched those shows? And like, Mindy, I have all your materials for you. Like, you get one of those big tarps, put it out in the yard, and like, okay, people, what room are we tackling today? Seriously, there's good money in that. Just saying. So that's one of those. You can watch any of those hoarder shows and you'll have it down. I mean, it's like the way they'll go and organize. Has anyone watched the hoarding shows? No. I mean, do they not put the big tarp out in the yard and they'll say, okay, we're going to put three tarps out here. We want you to put what you have to keep. And then we're going to say what you might want to keep. And they'll make them prioritize. And then they'll go back in and put everything in very nicely. So anyway, so
They need
okay.
it
So there's
all.
that. You what?
They need it all.
They
That's
need it
why they
all. I
have
know.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they want to keep it all. Yeah.
Yes, you'll see them like kind of like one there, like you'll see the pr camera will like kind of where they're pulling on it, like, no, I want this. Or you'll see like a fight ensue. Mindy, I know you could have this. You could, it could be you with these people.
Well, put them up.
All right. I know. So anyway, so there's that. And then event planning. Evidently, event planning is becoming a really hot topic. And the only reason I mention these is that, you know, I know the majority of us that are on this call, we're really into real estate. But there's other things like I said, that you can do in real estate, like tenant placement. You could help somebody who has real estate that's so busy that maybe they don't have time to advertise their property, and you could do tenant placement services and make a very handsome fee doing that. You know, cleaning services. You could do homes, offices, or rental turnovers, and really specialize in that. And I already talked about the home organization. So there's always different things. Or if you're into photography, you could, again, going back to the real estate, you know, take a few classes, maybe go to Columbus State, or even take online classes of placement of your photography equipment and take, you know, set stage houses for getting ready to be sold, or even like midterms or short terms that need pictures. Okay, I'm going to go for a few other things and then I'll be quiet. You could become a notary. Again, that's another real estate item that people oftentimes you take the test and then you're a notary and then you can go around. You have a very flexible schedule and you charge per signature or per visit. I've heard of some making as much as 250. Have you heard that, Kathy, that where they can?
Well, yeah, title companies, when they get really, really super busy, they will hire independent notaries to go out and do closings. And so
Yeah.
you're notarizing a full closing package.
Yeah. And then you're going to wherever. I know we've had over the years, like when we've closed, and especially during the pandemic, I remember that we actually had a closer come to our house with a mask, and she was able to close all of our paperwork in our living room, and off she went. And she said that this is was her full-time job and that she really enjoyed it because of the flexibility. Another thing people are really getting into nowadays is delivery services. Have you not seen a really an uptick of more mature adults that are doing the Uber Eats and all these different things? I've certainly seen that where they're you can do delivery services and make a pretty good amount of money.
And one that's kind of overlooked is in the medical profession, they need delivery to deliver lab work
Oh
back
yeah.
and forth to the labs, and that pays pretty well.
Yeah, I forgot about that. That's another good one. That one didn't pop up on my AI, so that was a good one. Another thing is like pet sitting or dog walking. So many people got a pet, and particularly a dog during the pandemic. And I was just reading an article recently. Now that folks have to go back to work, that this is now becoming a very high paying type of thing because people don't want to leave their pets all day, and so they're paying people to come in. I have a neighbor actually. Her and her husband are now back to work full time, and they will actually pay someone to come in every day. When I was home, I could see it out my window that they would pay someone to come in the morning, come in at lunchtime, in the evening, three times a day, and do a little pet walking or pet sitting. And then again, last but not least, but kind of along the lines of real estate is house sitting. Some people want someone to come into their home and stay or check in on their home while they're away traveling. So that's another kind of a popular thing that you can do. But really, and other things is you can create your own course, you can do teach online workshops. You can do coaching or consulting. Perhaps you retired from a very profitable profession. I know, Sue, you were a nurse. You could actually do consulting or home health care. And I know Kathy can talk on that one for a long time because you owned a business like that. So
I
you had
did.
a lot of side gigs as well. But really,
Absolutely.
but guys, I think it's just really what speaks to you and finding something that A, that you enjoy, and B, that can be profitable, I think is what the key is. So
Yeah, at
that's
the end
just
of
my
the
opinion.
yeah. At the end of the day, I'm a firm believer that we all should have some sort of a side gig, passive income, something that we can fall back on. Carmela said she does the event planning and she's also a notary and she's wanting to become a mobile notary. And there's all kinds of courses out there that will help you do that, Carmela. Or best thing if, about being a mobile notary is to just get in
Flexible online
contact
side
with
gigs.
the
Work from anywhere.
title
These are
company, the
great if
local
you want
title
freedom.
company. And so once you're in touch with a local title company, they either will refer you or they'll start using you. So that's the best way to get into the mobile notary business. And again, I did that for a while. I love that. Rhonda said she's having some internet interruptions. So she loves the side hustle idea. Carmela says thanks for the suggestions there. I want to go back and revisit the midterm rental for just a moment. Like Andorra, I have purchased now a total of three condos, and all three of my condos are rented out as midterm. And I love that because again, it's more income than the long term. And Andorra, tell me if you agree with this or not.
Okay.
When people start talking about being a landlord, which is long-term rentals, you always hear the horror stories. Oh, they tore the house up. Oh, they're calling me at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I hate the phone calls and all of that. On a midterm, are you finding that they treat your property better?
I think so because, and I believe because. And again, I do the same. I still follow the same background checks and such that I'm doing with long term. But for whatever reason, yes. I mean, occasionally you'll get somebody that maybe is a little messy, with your property. Maybe they leave trash behind, or maybe they leave a bunch of dishes. But overall, I would say it's been a pretty positive experience. But you're right; they do seem to treat those a little better. And I don't know if it's because, because it's a condo, that's been kind of my experience with the, that's what I kind of has been my sweet spot with the midterms. I haven't done a house yet with midterm or as a midterm, but I do kind of see that. I read a lot about that online, and most people say the same thing that I don't know if it's because they're professionals and they're here to work, where if you have a short term, oftentimes they're in that party mode. And sometimes I feel like their expectations are higher as a short term than they are when it's a midterm. I don't, do you find that too, Kathy, that just
I
based on.
yes. Yes, because again, when you have a midterm, you're usually putting a professional in there. It's either a traveling nurse or it's somebody that's in, has a job opportunity and they have a home somewhere, and so they just need a place to land while they're doing that job, so they're here for 3 months or 6 months or 9 months or but anyway, a midterm is at least 1 month or more, and I don't have any problem filling my midterms in the Central Ohio area. Sunil says thanks for sharing the thoughts on rental. She said she would love to, but she's a little hesitant. I get it, Sunil. It unless you've done it does take a little bit of time. You got to roll up your sleeves and just jump in. But
Yes.
midterm is the sweet spot for me as well. Now, we're talking about simplifying. And so, gosh, who do we have? Mindy is kind of involved in short term. Carmela has a house over in Maryland in the DC area. And
Nice.
so, I love the midterm as kind of my go-to. The
I would.
short term, I like to short term those midterms if I have something in between. Let's say a midterm renter moves on on a particular date, and then the next midterm renter doesn't want it for 2 weeks, and I've got a 2 week vacancy in there. Then I can put a short-term renter in there if somebody just needs to be in town for a week or 2 weeks, or they're just coming in for an event. Then I can short-term rent that in between my two midterm renters. And that seems to work really well for me. But I'm kind of, and I'll say it here first, you heard it here first, I'm kind of phasing out of the short-term period that's nothing but short term. I'm kind of phasing out of that. And here is what I want to say. And Dora said you could make about 25% more on a midterm. I believe you could make 25 to even as much as 50% more on a midterm. And you're going to make about four times a long term rent on a short term rent. However, here is what you need to remember. When you go midterm, you get paid more. When you go short term, you get paid even more, but it's more work. Each step you go, it goes hand in hand with what you're making. So midterms are more work than a long term, and short terms are a lot of work because you're doing those short terms every couple of days. You're flipping rooms, doing laundry, cleaning up maybe a mess of something that happened in the unit. So again, midterm is my sweet spot. So we'll just put that out there. If anybody wants to talk more about getting into real estate, get in touch with me or Andora. You can get in touch with me at kathybinner.com. And like I was saying earlier, make sure you put the kathybinner.com together or you'll get Binner pools. And that's not me, the swimming pools. There's a
Although it was pretty cool with the people in the hot tub, and they looked like they were having a pretty good time.
I know. But anyway, so if you want to get to me, you got to put kathybinner.com and you will get to a contact page there where you can connect directly with me. Get in touch with me or Andor, if you want to put a contact in the chat, you're welcome to do that. So if you want to talk about anything about real estate, get in touch with us. I want to segue now a little bit about health. I believe that health comes before wealth.
Yes.
And one of the major things, I just had a big scare this week, actually. I had gone for my aunt. I don't know if we have any guys on the call. If we do, I'll apologize early. I went for my annual mammogram, and they said I needed to come back for more tests. Well, of course, that makes you take a deep breath, like, uh-oh, what's going on? And so I go back for additional testing, and they determined that they think everything is fine. They want to keep an eye on me for about 6 months. And the reason they concluded, and they're not positive, but they concluded that they believe the reason that my screening was abnormal was because of my recent weight loss. Now, when I say recent, I started 3 years ago. I took 24 months, and I did some intermittent fasting. I lost up to 70 pounds, and now I've held that weight for about a year. I've maintained that lower weight. And so they feel, because of the fatty tissue in the breast and losing the weight, they feel that what they actually saw was due to my weight loss. It made the breast more dense, the actual tissue more dense for them to try to see if there was anything going on there. So they just want to keep an eye. 6 months from now, they're going to do another test to see if it changes. But they've concluded today that they're pretty certain it was because of the weight loss. So, and that's not a bad thing. It just means it was different. So they just from my previous screening. So now they just want to screen a little more often to make sure. But again, that's a little bit of a scare when you first get that call that says, oh, we need you to come back. We think we saw something, and we need you to come back and get more tests. And that does kind of, make you hold your breath for a minute thinking, uh-oh, what now? After I work so hard to be healthy? And so one of the biggest things that I think we need to watch, and again, if you worked like I did all those years where you're just going crazy, your health sometimes doesn't even get onto the list. But inflammation is the root cause of a lot of modern diseases. Now, not all. I mean, there's genetic conditions, there's infections, there's autoimmune diseases, there's injuries or trauma. Those are not caused by inflammation. But a lot of the root cause of a lot of our diseases today are caused by inflammation, like heart disease, type 2 diabetes, arthritis, Alzheimer's, and even some cancers. And so the inflammation is huge. So you want to think about what are the common contributors of inflammation. Well, sugar and processed foods. Ugh. And I
Yes.
love both.
My favorite. I was just thinking today because I had a big peanut butter chocolate chip cookie, and it was probably about as big as my head.
And it was so good. I know. I
Was so
get it.
good. I was like, I
I
mean, it was
get it.
huge, but yeah, I was like, okay.
So, and that's a tough one because, I love sweets. So I'm trying to choose better. But we have to watch the sugar and the processed food intake. Chronic stress. Now, I know if we're in a job that's stressful, it's a little hard to avoid that. Or if we're in a relationship that's stressful, it's a little hard to avoid that. But try to eliminate some of that chronic stress. Lack of sleep. This is one that I think all of us have a little more control over than we think we do. I think we just get so caught up into everything that we're doing that we all of a sudden go, oh my gosh, look what time it is. I need to get to bed because I got to get up in the morning. And so I think we need to just get that on the radar to make sure that we get enough sleep. And then a sedentary lifestyle. And again, if you're working behind a computer all day and you're exhausted, the last thing you want to do is go work out, But that's probably one of the best things you can do. So there's some just real simple lifestyle shifts. You can do some daily movement. I know Andora does. I know Mindy does. Mindy gets her miles in before I'm even out of bed in the morning. But I'm a firm believer of a 5K every day. Now you go, oh, a 5K, that's a lot. Well, it's like 3 miles. And I've said this before on some of my other podcasts. If you walked 20 minutes after breakfast, 20 minutes after lunch, and 20 minutes after dinner, you have done a 5K.
Yeah.
Because most folks will walk a 20-minute mile. I know Mindy and Andora walk a faster mile. I've walked with Andora a couple of times just casually. She's a fast walker. So even if you're not a fast walker, you can walk a 20-minute mile. That's a very average mile to walk a mile in 20 minutes. So if you just did 20 minutes 3 times a day, you've done your 5K. That's your 3 miles.
Yeah, and
And
you know, I'm
go
sorry, go
ahead.
ahead. No, I'm sorry. I was just thinking. Here's another little tip too. Whenever you can walk, walk. And what I mean by that is when you go to the grocery store, rather than parking as close as possible, put your car way out there yonder. And literally, you know, just, it's the little things like that. And then, like when you're going different places, let's say you're going to a concert downtown and you're in the parking garage. Well, you know, oftentimes we have to park on the very top. Take those steps. I mean, steps are huge. If you're still working, like right now, Kathy mentioned earlier, I'm back in the office. So I'm in this very large building that has 4 floors, but it's really long. So I'll walk up one set of steps, walk to the other end, walk back and down and up the next step. And then, I mean, I keep going back and forth. It's just like little things like that to get your steps in. And another big thing too, Kathy, is stretching has become more and more prevalent and so important, don't you think? And it keeps your muscles limber and long. And so I'm trying to, and I always feel like I don't know, I've always feel like I'm like a cardboard box. Like I don't feel like I'm very flexible. So I'm trying to get more stretching in. And it's just like the little things, you know what I mean? Like they'll tell you to take your arm and go like this. I mean, and it's just amazing. And then every day I'm trying to do this thing. A lot of people, as we age, we get like rotator cuff problems in our shoulders, but it's merely just taking your arms and doing the slow little circle motions with both of them. Don't laugh at me, Mindy. I know you're laughing, but I mean, it's just like little things like this. And so years ago, I don't know how many of you know Dr. Oz or have seen some of his.
Yes.
Yeah, so he had this little routine that he would do. And then another thing is taking your hand and going like this every day and bending it back. I mean, just little things like that make such a huge difference. So walking and stretching, but to your point, you can get 15-minute increments of walking. And then this is the other thing I used to tell my sister all the time. Hey, when you're watching TV and when commercials come on, stand up and march in place. How many people know, ever heard of Leslie Sampson? I'm going to put her name in the chat. She has some of the most amazing videos out there and 15-minute walks where you're marching in place that can really help get your steps in. So if you're somebody that you're like, well, I need to kind of get back into the groove of things, start slow. I mean, even if you're just marching in place while the commercials are playing. Or, and this is going to sound silly, maybe you're cooking at the stove, march in place while you're stirring something. Don't you think it's the little things like that that make a big, that add up very quickly?
Yes. And sometimes just balancing on one foot.
Yes,
That's
that's
strengthening
really.
the muscles. Just balancing on one foot while you're cooking or while you're brushing your teeth.
Yep.
And it, sometimes it's just the little things, but if you do it every day and do it often, you will notice a difference. And how you treat yourself this decade is how you're going to feel next decade. Remember
Yes,
that.
and squats are another big one too. That people that really helps strengthen your leg muscles and your core. And another one is how many people like lean up against a wall and kind of sit down and squat. Have you ever seen that exercise where you kind of lean up against the wall and then you go down into a squat and you try to hold it for 60 seconds? I mean, and literally just bring your take your cell phone and literally go to the timer, go to the clock. And then look for alarm or timer and just set it for that. And you'll be amazed how quickly that 1 minute goes by. And then pretty soon you're, who knows, you might be up for like 5 minutes. I haven't went up that far yet, but maybe that's a goal.
Yeah, absolutely. And how many of us are drinking enough water? That I know I that's look at Sue, she's
Yeah,
ready.
I think it's important.
It is. And you know what? We're all worried about what we look like. And I don't know about you, but for me, oftentimes the reason that I don't have the confidence to maybe do a speaking gig or whatever is doesn't have anything to do with my knowledge. It has to do with how I present myself. How we look interprets directly into our confidence. And so I think the more we drink water, the better our skin is going to look. And if women realized how important the water is, they would drink a lot more of it because it probably is the number one thing you can do for your complexion, is to drink more water and eating more whole unprocessed foods. And
Definitely.
again, so I'm trying to make changes there, do all the right stuff. But the better we look, I think the more confidence we have. So we're going to segue now over into some beauty tips. Now, we did talk, I don't know if it was the first podcast or the second one, where we talked about the red light mask.
Oh my gosh, yes. I'm
Andora,
telling you,
Andora came in. We do a coffee chat every Thursday, and Andora came in one Thursday, and we were like, "What are you doing? You look so good, Andora." And she's like, "Well, I got this red light mask, and I'm using it, and you know." And so I did a little bit of research on my own, and what the red light mask does, and we've all seen them advertised somewhere. But anyhow, the red light mask actually helps generate collagen in a deeper level of your skin, and it helps your skin tone, which again, for ladies of my generation, of my age, it helps get rid of a lot of those wrinkles. And especially since I've lost so much weight, I really was concerned about the wrinkles. And so at Christmas time, I told Mark, it was kind of one off the cuff. We were shopping, and he said, "What do you want for Christmas?" And I'm like, "I don't know." I said, "Oh, maybe a red light mask." And he was like, "Oh, okay." He said, "I just needed an idea." So he got me one. And my research says it takes about 12 weeks, and you have to be very consistent with it for it to actually show. And so I've been pretty consistent. When we went to Florida, we go to Florida every so often for 10 days at a time. And so during that time, and I'll show you what I did, I bought this little tiny thing so that I could take it with me to Florida. And you pop that off, and it has a little red light, and then it vibrates too, and it has the red light there. So anyhow, I bought this to travel with, but the rest of the time I actually use the mask, and it's the same one Andora has, and I'm gonna say I can see a difference. I can start to see a difference.
I
I'm
feel like
just
I do
saying that
too.
12 weeks. Yeah.
Spots. Is that what you're noticing? Like, when I was probably in my 20s and 30s, I probably, and even 40s, I probably got too much sun damage, like around my jawline. And what I've noticed is it's lightening them. And I feel like my skin's brighter now. I really do feel like it's a lot brighter
Yes.
with that. And I'm trying to do it with my hands. My hands look like an 80-year-old woman, maybe 90. I don't know. I'm trying to work on it. I'm trying to like, I have a little hand thing as well from that same brand, Kathy. And, but I'm not as good about it. And you know why? Because I'm constantly on this. I don't want to have my hands like tied up. But
I
anyway.
get it. I get it. But with that said, we're coming into spring, and of course, we all want to have that glow, that tan, whatever we love, you know. And again, we're walking outside, we're getting lots of sun, and then some of the gals decide they want to get into those tanning beds, and it's the sun damage that causes the spots and causes the aging of the skin. And so, a certain amount of sun is healthy. But then too much of it is not. It does start to cause some damage. So, Andora discovered a great self-tanning lotion that she wants to share with us tonight. And it's already in my cart in Amazon to order.
Yes.
Because again, I'm not doing any of the tanning bed stuff. I haven't for years. Back when I had the salons, I actually had tanning beds in the salon.
Oh, I
And
bet they were
I
profitable.
saw. Oh, but I saw what some of those ladies, they were so addicted to those tanning beds. They would actually have a meltdown if we had the bed out for service. They would have a meltdown. Oh, what am I going to do? I got to find a place to tan today. And they were literally addicted to getting into that tanning bed every day. And some of those younger girls, they were doing what they weren't supposed to do. They were buying tanning packages at more than one salon, and they were tanning more than once a day. They were tanning at several salons, on this in the same day. And so I reached a point in my career of being a salon owner that I actually discontinued my tanning beds because I was doing everything by the book. I was monitoring the number of people that were coming in. But when I saw what some of those gals were doing to themselves, I just decided I just didn't want the liability. I didn't want that on my conscience. So I actually got out of the tanning business. And it was very profitable. And
I
it was a
know.
big decision for me because I knew it was going to cut into that income. But I felt so strongly about it that I got out of the tanning bed business of offering tanning. So, Andora, tell us a little bit about what you've discovered and what you think.
Well, I really like a product and it's called Tan Lux. And I think Kathy, you can go ahead and put your code on there. Like I know you have something from
You know
Amazon,
what?
right?
I don't have it loaded
Okay.
yet. For those that don't know what we're talking about, at kathybinner.com, there's a resource page, and any product that we talk about, and I don't have this lotion uploaded there yet, but any product we talk about, like the mask or whatever, it's there if you want to click through. It's at kathybinner.com in the resource link. So feel free to go there. Go ahead, Andora.
And no, that's okay. So, typically, when you're using this, I like to use a lotion, because again, I'm going to be 61 this year. So I know that my skin isn't going to be, when you're putting lotion on, how it just, your skin can kind of ruddy looking. So if I'm going to use a sunless, tanner, I like to use this Tan Lux because it has a, it smells good. It gives it, and you don't really want to go, too dark with your selfless tanner because then you get streaks. It's always better to go a shade lighter, than what you think. I mean, everybody wants like a really dark tan, but it's good to use like a shade lighter, like go to light to medium. And like I think, Kathy, we have more of an olivey type tone, so it brings out a lot of olive in our skin. But before you even do this, like I said, I always recommend when you take a shower, use a like a literally a scrub brush. Well, the remember the brushes that you were telling me to use, Kathy, for the you call that body?
For those that again don't know what we're talking about, when I was doing all of my weight loss, I wanted to do dry brushing. And what
Dry
that
brushing,
does,
yes.
it's a natural bristle brush, and you just brush your skin in circular motions, your legs, your arms, your whole body. And what that does is it circulates the blood flow to the surface of your skin, and it helps shrink your skin as you're losing the weight. Because I lost 70 pounds. So everybody goes, oh my gosh, how much did you lose? I lost an entire third grader. And what am I going to do with all that, So I dry brushed faithfully every day. And it does a couple of things. Number one is it definitely increases the blood flow circulation, which helps shrink the skin, but it also helps exfoliate the skin. And that's what Andora's talking about.
But yeah, you want to exfoliate your skin to kind of get any like that way it'll be nice and even toned. And then I like to use a lotion. And there's some, like I said, Tan Lux is a really good one. Another one, my husband likes this one, but he has more red tones in his skin. He likes to use Jergens Natural Glow Instant Sun Mousse. Now he says the mousse really does well for him. Some people really like that, but you can buy like one of these little mitten type things to kind of rub it out. But I always put like a little bit of lotion, even more lotion on it, and I rub it into my skin. So I really like that as well. And I'm trying to think of the, but again, before you put it on your legs and all that, you want to make sure that you shave and get those legs all completely hair free, right? And then, again, like you said, do the dry brushing or even just a body exfoliator, just make sure everything's completely smooth. And then you'll put your tanning. And like I said, this is something that it's less is more, meaning that you just put it on lightly, make sure it's rubbed in really well. And then, of course, you don't want to go right to bed when you put it on, because then if you have white sheets, it'll definitely stain your sheets. So you got to let it kind of dry. So if you want to walk around the house naked, you can do that. I mean, it's one of those things, while it's drying, or put a nightgown on that you really don't care that it gets stained. That's just kind of an idea. And I, like I said, I
Yeah.
know a lot of people love the tanning bed. So too, I know, Mindy, you love tanning beds, don't you? I know. And some people
I know.
say,
I love them too, but yeah, I just got a little scared after seeing what some of the gals were doing. I think if you can use them responsibly, but
yes.
not every person does.
Yeah. And some people will actually say, my husband, he likes to go to the tanning bed, and he said that he enjoys it because he gets like seasonal, like he misses the sun during the winter months. And I think, Mindy, you've said that too, that you feel like it really helps elevate your mood when you're going to the tanning bed. But still, I say, hey, just get one of those lights, has anyone seen the lights that you can get now? What that kind of wake you up type of thing, like you're help me out here, Kathy. You've seen them, like they're like a light that gradually comes on now in an alarm system. And supposedly a lot of people are putting these like lights on their desk, and that helps them with like seasonal depression
Oh,
and
okay. I know what
whatnot.
you're
I'm sorry, I
talking
know I
about.
was kind of going way off there, but I'm coming back in, reel me back in. But yeah, so that can also help if you if you're because this tanning beds are. You can, if you do them overuse them, you're right. You can get a lot of sun damage on your face and your body. And I feel like my chest is still kind of spotty, but I've been using that red light therapy, and I feel like it's lightening them. So,
And again, that's one of the things that the red light does. I just want to say this. At any stage of our lives, and again, it's a decision, but I just made a decision that I wanted to be the best that I could be. I wanted to show up as my best self. And that takes a decision. Because I think we can, again, we can just go through life and where we're constantly chasing our schedule and constantly trying to stay on top of all of the things we have to do. And I think especially as women, I think we, because a lot of times we take on a lot of the household duties and running the household, and then we're also working full-time jobs outside the home or whatever it is that we're doing. And after a while, we don't even get ourselves on the list. So it is a decision, and I think you have to stop long enough and slow down long enough to say that I need to be the best version of me. And when I made that decision, and again, goes back to what we talked about last month when we said where your attention goes, your energy flows. And once I made the decision that I wanted to show up my best self and started putting energy toward that, I started seeing the change. And people will even say to me now, they're going, Kathy, you look better than you've looked in years. Well, that is by design. That is because I made the decision that I wanted to show up as my best self. And so I think we all deserve that. And so I think do whatever it does that works for you, and do whatever it does but do your research and make sure that, again, you don't get too much sun damage, but you got to have some of the sun out there. You have to live life and enjoy all the things that you enjoy.
And I have a good a closing quote that goes with our theme tonight, like simplifying your life. And again, I have to give AI credit. I can't, I wish I could say I came up with this, but it's pretty clever. It says, simplifying your life isn't about doing less. It's about making space for what matters most. So think about that.
Yes.
Not about doing less. It's about making space for what matters most. Also going along those lines that if you don't take care of yourself, then you can't take care of the people that you love either, right? If you're not your best self and in your best health, then you can't possibly be there for your children, your husband, significant other. Don't you think? I think that's a huge thing to think about.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And for me, I decided when I wanted to show up my best self that I wanted to, and again, I'm a writer for those of you that know me. And so I wanted to edit my life like a manuscript. And so when I think about that, writers, they remove anything that doesn't serve the story. Well, how many things do we have in our lives that really, we really should cut out, but we don't because we've always done it. It's been our job, however it ended up on our plate to do, I don't know, but we just continue to do those things, whether we're getting any benefit or whether the family's even getting any benefit out of it. And so I think we need to evaluate our overcommitments. I think we need to evaluate our relationships. I think we need to evaluate our business activities. And what Andor was talking about before, we need to revisit our physical clutter. And
Mindy will
so,
help them. Anybody who has clutter, Mindy will put
yeah,
her number in there and come over with a tarp. What
there
do
you
you think,
go.
Mindy?
Anyway, at the end of the day, again, one of the things, and I said I want to be like Mindy. One of the things that I'm doing is I'm trying to get everything that I do onto the computer and not have these paper files that I have to pull and file and, because I'm always behind on it anyway. I mean, I don't know why I continued to do it as many years as I did because I was never caught up when it came to filing all that stuff away. And so now my shredder is full right here next to my desk because as I'm uploading everything into my computer, I'm shredding the paper copies and I'm feeling lighter already. So if I can encourage anyone to automate, use our technology to your advantage because there's tons of technology out there today. But reevaluate those overcommitments and the relationships and the activities and the physical clutter and get rid of some of that stuff. And one of the things that I'm really trying to learn now is to just take a picture of something and then get rid of the something and just keep the picture.
Wow. That's
Because
interesting, yeah.
oftentimes it's just the memory that you want to keep, and you really don't need to haul around, your great great grandmother's hutch in 4 or 5 generations because your kids don't want it. And so once you're gone, it's going to go by the wayside anyway. So one of the things that I did, and I'm helping some of the folks that are in my cohort with me, is writing a memoir. And what I did is I put some pictures in my memoir. And so now I can get rid of the actual stuff because I have saved the memory there. And so if I can encourage anyone, or if anybody wants to talk about doing that, I can help with that as well. So I want to open it up to the group. Any comments, questions? Just anything you want to add to the conversation this evening. We've got Sue and Mindy, Sierra, Ruth, Sanel, Rhonda, Carmela, Christy. I know all of you, so thank you so much for being on. And anybody have any comments? I'm
I
looking to
think
make sure.
Sue wants to say something, don't you, Sue? She's going to kill me.
Don't be shy. Oh, you're on mute. Don't be shy. There you
Very
go.
good discussion tonight. I don't really have anything to add. Just very good. Sue,
Thank
you have
you.
all kinds of things to add. You were what were you, an emergency room nurse? Is that what you were? I forget.
Oh, I was that a long time ago. I've been every kind of nurse.
See, I mean, you probably have so much stuff to share, I'm telling you.
Well, Sue, what was your one aha moment? Any aha moment this evening? Is there any one thing that jumped out at you that you thought, I could do that?
I don't know that there was any one thing. The making the firm decision is probably a very good first step. So.
Yes, we have to look in the mirror and make that decision.
I was
Mindy, how about you? Any aha moments?
Just throwing that tarp out in the yard. I've done that before and
I'm
cleaned out
telling you,
closets.
I can totally see you branding this,
Absolutely.
okay? I can see you like branding tarps, Mindy's organization. I'm telling you. It like literally the night when I popped up through AI, I thought you would love that. I'm telling you.
I love it.
Yeah, I this past summer that I had a garage sale and I marked everything like 50 cents and a dollar. And I just walked in and just picked up everything in the closet by hangers and just hung it on a rack out in the garage on two ladders and a pole. I just hung everything in there and Carl comes out and says, you realize that you've got two shirts and a dress hanging in your closet? And I'm like, well, I hope everything don't sell, so I'll have something to wear tomorrow, but we'll see. So I did have to go buy new clothes, which was okay. But we made
Yeah.
like, I mean, 50 cents and a dollar, and there was a couple of things that might have been like $5 or something, but we ended up making like $500. So we went shopping.
If you don't want,
Yeah.
hey, if you don't want to do a yard sale, there's the Volunteers of America where they can you can take something there. And right
Yes,
now,
anything
you're
that was
still.
left, I took and donated.
Oh
So
yeah.
yeah.
But I mean, but there's still that window of time that you can get a tax deduction before April 15th. If you take clothing, any type of item to like Volunteers of America, Goodwill, isn't it Red Cross? All of them will give you that form and then you can take a tax deduction if you itemize. So.
Interesting. Yeah.
If I'd have known that, I'd have taken kids back in the day.
Oh my goodness,
I
yeah.
got an itemized deduction on them.
No, but you need the kids for the tax deduction. Okay. So you got to wait till they're 18 and then, you
Can't
know.
give the kids away yet.
Yeah. You don't want to give
Yeah.
them
Oh,
away
yeah.
before that tax deduction runs out. Just
But I
saying.
think the best part about that was when I walk into the garage, I can actually, it kind of echoes a little bit because I mean, I got rid of tons of stuff. I had like eight totes, like huge totes of Christmas decorations. My youngest one is 33 years old. They haven't been here for 10, 20 years. So I'm like, break it down.
It does feel good to get rid of
Break
things,
it.
though. And I know
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
thinking this summer that I might do that, but I may have a bit of a hoarder situation in my basement. Maybe. Just saying. I can go down there and shop. I'm like, oh, okay, I can put this in. No. Just
You can
saying.
go
Love
down there
it.
and shop. That
Yeah, I can
could
go
be a
down there and
hoarder.
shop. I try to buy
That
things
could be
like,
an issue.
you know, especially like around Christmas time when they have the extra candy and things like that. I'm thinking, okay. You know, and I'll put it in the basement so then I won't go down and eat it. And yeah, I don't know. I'm disclosing too much about my personality here. I better get back to mute.
Well, I want to jump over to Sierra. Sierra said, I'm really going back to investing in real estate. Sierra, any comment? What kind of investing did you do originally? You can unmute if you want to chat. There should be a little mute button, an audio button down in the corner.
Hi.
Hi.
I actually what I was interested in like flipping homes because I love to flip homes. My dad used to flip homes when I was younger. But there's an app called Fundrise, and
Yes.
that's how I started my investing journey. And I wasn't too sure about it at first, but now that you ladies were talking about investing in real estate, I definitely want to go back into it because it's just been playing and like I should do it. And then also like the stock market, I was looking at stock market investing, but I was always scared of it because of just how it always fluctuates so much. But I would always look at like Canada's stock market and stuff like that. So I always just did a lot of research on it.
Well, you're on the right track, so good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you heard of Fundrise?
I have a Fundrise account.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes it more clarification.
Yes, I do have one. As a matter of fact, the link is again in the resources at KathyBenner.com. There is a link there.
Yeah, I have your website down. I've been meaning to check it out, but now I have a
Okay.
lot more time. So, yeah.
It's always there whenever you're ready.
know, Sierra, something that you might want to try as well instead of house flipping is wholesaling houses. You know, that if you if that's something, you know, you should put that into basically where you are selling houses and working with homeowners that may be in a situation where they don't want to own a home. And sometimes people don't want to put their home on the MLS. Maybe it's not in the condition. in which they wish it were. And you're helping them solve a problem by selling their home for them. And then basically you are reselling it to somebody else. So you might want to look at wholesaling, and I'll put that in the chat and Google that, because that's kind of like somewhat like flipping a house, isn't it, Kathy? Mm-hmm. And you can also get the house and make some improvements to it. And then also like wholesale it to somebody else. Like you buy it, keep it for a period of time with the owner, and then you are reselling it for them, and you're making a profit. So they give you kind of like a realtor, but you're not a realtor, right? So it's, I know that
it's a finder fee.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to be careful because you don't want to step over the line of functioning like a realtor, because you have to be licensed to do that. So, but anyway, we can talk to you about that. You can get in touch with me or Andorra and talk about that further if you want to. So, Sierra, thank you for being with us today. I want to jump over to Sunel. Sunel, it's so good to see you on the call.
Happy to be here.
Yes. Now, Sunel, what did you, I'm looking here to see, do you invest? You said you, had you invested in real estate or no?
No, I've never, well, no, I haven't personally. My husband, when we married, he'd already had a couple of rental properties. And so, I live in Chicago now, and I've thought about purchasing, there's like a, they call it a unit, so it's not really a condo, but it's kind of like a condo. It's like the first floor of a complex. And I just actually went and looked at one a couple months ago, and I thought about maybe when I'm not here in the summer, maybe kind of doing something like an Airbnb or something. I don't know. So all of this is so new to me. I've been wanting to do it, but like I said in my comment, I'm just hesitant because it just seems, I kind of lean into those horror stories versus just taking it one step at a time. Like you said, look in the mirror and just do it.
Nope, I get it. And again, if you want to talk to either one of us, feel free to do that. There's all kinds of things you can do on Airbnb. You can actually have a co-host that is boots on the ground, somebody that's local that can take care of that for you when you're not in town. There's all kinds of options. There's all kinds of property management companies. Here in Columbus, Ohio, we even have a couple of property management companies that just do midterm and short-term management. So there's all kinds of things you can do there if you don't want the everyday, hassle of dealing directly with the clients.
Yeah, thanks so much, Kathy. Thanks so much, all of you. This has been a great call tonight. I appreciate you.
Perfect. Thank you. We appreciate you. Hey, Ruth, how about you? What's going on with you, Ruth? Any aha moments this evening?
Hi. Hi. Yeah, I think it was good. I think a lot of the talk about decluttering, that's something I want to get back into. And also the idea that the generations below us do not want antiques.
I know,
which is really sad in some ways, but yet it is what it is. And you just live with it. But one of the things that we're doing is we do have friends our age that do have a business selling antiques, sort of a side hustle. And they're coming over on Saturday to look at some of the stuff we have. We've already told them we're giving them this one antique dresser. And
okay.
So they're coming to get that. But then also they're going to look at the stuff we have and, I don't know if they'll take very much of it now or not, but at least it's a resource.
Yes.
Because if it's left to when we have to downsize, we don't know enough. And if it's left to when our kids have to take care of stuff, it's going to the thrift store. And it's not going to go to the clients that would really want it.
Nope, I agree. So it sounds like you have a plan. Good for you.
I do have a little bit of one.
Wait, you know what you might want to consider too, Ruth? Have you ever sold anything yet on Facebook Marketplace?
We have a little bit, but even to know what to charge.
But you know what? What I would recommend is if you have a Facebook account, go out and hit the button called Marketplace, okay?
Uh-huh. Right. And then, I know my husband's done some stuff there.
Yeah. And so a couple different things, you might want, since you're mentioning furniture, And then you would have obviously someone come to your home, maybe put that furniture, the pieces that you're going to sell on Facebook Marketplace in the garage. That way you could just roll up your garage door when someone comes or whatever. And, you know, I know you, if you're like me, I mean, I would have to put it that day out in the garage. Cause it's like, if I put another, I don't even know if I can get a piece of paper in there at this point, but anyway, that's a whole nother story. But my point is that you could do that, take different angles of these antiques, put them out on Facebook Marketplace. Because I've had a lot of success selling things out there. And, you know, it's just about, you know, you could even get like a Google number, a free Google number, if you don't want someone to have your telephone number.
Oh, yeah. You know? I hadn't thought about that.
Or you could get a burner phone. But I'm just saying, mm-hmm. if you have a lot of antiques that you want to get rid of or things like that, and it's really just, you can just take your iPhone and take different pictures. And then the description, if you're familiar with ChatGPT, you can make it sound fabulous. They're like, oh, I can't wait to go see Ruth and buy that. So you can put it in the AI chat and then like it will come up with this amazing, like, you know, item just to describe what you're selling. Yeah. So just something to think about.
Thank you.
And Dora, it sounds like that you've done a few of those.
Oh, I have had some success, and it's funny because you have to keep kind of checking it and then go out and hit renew. And it's weird. Like one time I had something out there for a year and it was in my basement. I'm embarrassed to admit, but it was down there just waiting for that perfect person to come along. It was lights that we had taken down from a remodel. So maybe it wasn't quite a year, but it was like 6 months. And it was just like literally last week, the person said, hey, is this still available? Which is annoying if you know anything about Facebook. And I'm like, yes, it is. And then she's like, I'd like to come and pick it up. And I'm like, how about tomorrow? And then like, sure enough, she showed up, $50 for two sets of lights that were, or lamps rather, that were in my bathroom, vanity lights, and off they went. And my husband was so happy, but he didn't even notice that those had gone. I'm like, he's like, you've got so much stuff down there. I'm working on it though.
I love it. Let's jump over to Rhonda. Rhonda, any aha moments on the call tonight? And Rhonda may be just listening in this evening.
I'm muted.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, there I am. So I didn't have really any aha moments, but I got a lot going on in my life right now. I finally started to, going to start an Airbnb down in Bay St. Louis, Mississippi. Okay. So my target date is in May to get it ready. So I'm purchasing appliances and furniture and trying to find a good name for it and all that right now.
Good for you. Yeah, and again, cool. I don't know, are you familiar with the ChatGPT, the AI app?
I've been using AI for quite a bit of stuff to look for. So yes, it's extremely helpful. You. It's powerful. Yes. Yeah, it's very powerful.
Yeah, so you can get suggestions on the name, on the description, how you want to write it. Airbnb.
Exactly. Yeah. It's been amazing. Yes. I have been using that. Thank you.
Yeah. Good for you. Well, I'm excited to hear more about it. You'll have to jump on the call in the future and let us know how it's going.
I sure will.
I love it. Thank you so much for being with us.
You're welcome.
When you post things, make sure you put it on to where you can share it.
Yes.
So that way people can pass it on to other people, you know, and put it on their website. And then there's more people that can see it.
Oh, yeah, very true.
That's a good idea.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Right.
I have to admit, I'm kind of bad about that. And then I forget to have to hit that sharing option.
Yeah.
I'll text her and I'm like, I can't share this.
I know. And I'll be like, okay, let me get to it.
I love it. Carmela, how about you? I see where you posted over in the chat that you're cleaning out now. You actually got rid of a load today. And then you asked your daughter if she wanted some lamps, and she said, absolutely not, that she was good.
I had to laugh about that because it's funny. Absolutely not. The absolutely not was the sentence for me.
Yeah, and, you know, when I looked at it in a text message, I'm like, sometimes I wonder about my daughter. But then I'm like, but that's my kid, you know.
Hilarious. Absolutely not.
Because I'm like, do you remember those? I remember them, and absolutely not. I don't want them.
That's so hilarious.
Because, you know, when we redid our kitchen and remodeled, she helped me clear everything out before the contractors came in. And her dad had a bunch of, you know, when you go to conferences, you get mugs and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
We had a bunch of those. So she put them in the pile for Goodwill. I'm like, Why are you getting rid of them? She goes, when's the last time you used one of those cups?
You're
And
like, wow.
they're just sitting there. And I'm like, not even a guest has used them. They're just collecting dust. So, needless to say, she's the one. My girlfriend wants to hire her to clean out her house.
I'm telling you, Mindy's gonna is really good about this. I mean, I know you don't believe you don't know Mindy, but I'm telling you, she'd had that thing. She'd arrive at sunset, or no, in the morning, and have it done by sunset, wouldn't you, Mindy? I might have to have you come over to my house and do it, actually, because
I love it. Well,
It was
Carmela
you have
has
to
it.
send Tom somewhere because he'd
That's
just be in
right.
my way.
I know. I'd have to be
I'm all
upset.
the way in Lima, so.
I'd be that person that was like following the person around that was taking things into the dumper. I'd be like inside the dumpster box. Like I'd be like, wait a minute, I need this.
You'd be pulling it back out. Is that what you're saying?
Oh yeah, I'd be pulling it back out or like, wait a minute, this is perfectly good.
Well, we did that with my mom in the basement. Now, mind you, I mean, she never went without a meal. You know, she was never hard up for money or, you know, anything like that. But I mean, she had food in the basement, a canned food that she had bought at the store or food that she had canned herself, like from like 2002. So we got a small dumpster and we just took out tote by tote and dumped it. And we'd set the whole tote down in the trash and the what do you call it?
The actual dumpster.
The actual dumpster. And it was a mess. So then when we were done, I looked at my sister and I said, you know, there's some really good stuff in there. And she's like, back your truck up and fill it up. And I said, hell no.
I know.
No.
It feels
That's
good to
from
have it cooked up.
2002. Come on. Nobody's going to eat that. And
Yeah.
back when, remember when the weather gets bad and everybody's like runs to the store and I'm like, make sure you get toilet paper because everybody seems to get diarrhea when there's a storm coming because there's no toilet paper, there's no paper towels, there's no napkins. So we were in the basement and one of my granddaughters came down and she's like, now I know why my mom's mad when she comes from the store. And I said, why is your mom, why? And this was back when, you know, the COVID and all that. And she said, because my mom was mad when she came home from the store the other day because she said there was no toilet paper on the shelf. So I should just tell her that Granny's got a whole basement full. I said, well, that's true. So we sent her upstairs because my mom was like, well, I might need that. And I'm like, Mother, you've got enough toilet paper to last until, you know, that kid probably retires. And she was probably 7 at the time. She always
I
thinks she's
get
going to
it.
run on something. Well,
I
you need
love
to
it.
do that. I said, I have one extra, maybe one extra of something, but I don't have shelves and shelves and shelves of stuff.
I love it. We're all the
Yeah.
way down to Christy. Christy, thank you for jumping on. Any aha moments for you this evening?
Well, I got here so late. I'm in the car. I got myself in an affordable housing thing through the Affordable Housing Coalition of Central Ohio. So
Okay.
on this, like the fourth Wednesday of every month, I go to Columbus and go to this where it's like a workshop.
Okay.
And today it was about like public testimony. And Shannon Harden was there. I think that's his name. He's the president of Columbus City Council. And then another woman was there who was in charge of the community shelter board of Columbus or Franklin County. So it was really was tonight was really, really good.
Good.
Yeah, I don't know really how I got myself in it, but I did, and I'm glad.
Well, good.
But I loved reminiscing about the tanning beds.
I know. Those
I
are those.
miss them so much.
So did you ever like in the 80s have that foil blanket
Are
like
you kidding me? Did you
with
ever have iodine and baby oil mixed
yes.
together?
Right here, my mom had told me that formula. And some people think and sometimes too, I would put like I don't know why she put tea in it, but that would somehow
Ooh,
I don't know, but it was
yeah,
pretty
what's that on your
huge. And
skin?
yeah, because it kind of gave your skin like a little bit of a red undertone where my skin's more olivey undertone, and so I wanted that little bit of red in there. You know,
Gotta
I
look
wanted
like you
that
have a
sunburn.
sunburn.
I wanted the sunburn
Oh,
look.
yeah, because it's cute. Yeah. Yeah. Did you ever put sun in your hair, too?
Oh, my hair
Oh,
was
yeah.
orange, girl. It was
Yeah.
orange. Like
Yeah.
the, yeah, it was like, because, well, my hair is really dark. I mean, you could, I don't know if you can really see, but it's super
It's
dark.
yeah.
And so it takes a lot to process it to get this bleach blonde look here. So my point is that yes, that if you don't, if you use sun in, it doesn't
Oh,
take it down to that,
terrible.
it gets it orange. And I just
Yeah.
remember thinking, oh my gosh,
Always.
my hair looked like Cheetos at one time.
Yeah.
Cheeto color. Yeah.
Yeah. It's terrible. All of it. I have actually, I just, this is terrible, but I just found out I have cataracts.
Oh.
And he said, I said, what are you talking about? I do not have cataracts. I mean, I know I'm old, but I'm not that old. I'm not old enough to have cataracts. He said, well, then tell me about your exposure to UV light. I said, what?
Oh.
What do you mean by that? What are you talking about? He said, well, did you ever wear the goggles in the tanning bed? I said, no, we didn't ever wear those things. You
Because you
got
don't want the
raccoon
spots.
eyes.
Yeah, because you didn't want
Yeah.
the spots. Yeah. Or
Yeah.
would you lay like this in the tanning bed? Like, I would lay like this and put my neck back.
Oh,
You didn't
yeah.
want the
And then, my
wrinkles.
God,
Yeah.
when they got the facial square,
Oh,
that was the
yeah.
best. That was
Yeah.
the best. Yeah, I miss it so bad. But my skin, Kathy, you were talking about weight and like I look, you look stunning. Absolutely stunning.
He
Thank you.
does.
I look,
I
you
work
do.
really hard.
I
This is
know.
as good as it's gonna get.
Well,
not
like I mean,
necessarily.
I exercise and work out like a dog, but to keep the weight I have lost off. But I look like I've aged 30 years because of I dropped the weight so rapidly from my gastric sleeve surgery, and I just don't. I know my nutrition is a problem. It's not. It's a problem, but I just can't. You look stunning.
She
You
does.
really do. You really do.
Well,
And I've
again,
got.
I work pretty hard at it, and I
Yeah.
don't know, I don't know what advice to give you because yeah, everybody loses differently at different rates,
Yeah.
and it affects our bodies all so different.
Yeah. Just keep
Yeah.
trying.
So
All you gotta
Kristen,
do. I am.
do you do, you know, do you do a lot of protein or try to do a lot of
I do a,
protein? Okay, because
I
there's
do a
this.
lot of M&Ms. That, you know, that
Okay.
I'm just not hungry anymore at all. And like now that my grandma died, I don't have to cook for anybody.
Yeah.
So it's silly to cook for yourself. And I'm just, you know, since I had my surgery, I'm just never hungry. So yeah, I'll eat
Well,
M&Ms. I'll eat, you know, bag of M&Ms. And I don't mean the little bag.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I
Yeah,
mean, I
that's
can eat
my
a
dinner.
pounder.
I got my
There's
baked
this
venti
protein.
coffee on Thursday nights.
Yeah.
Loaded.
Ooh. Yum.
Yeah. It's the caramel
Yum.
crunch, ribbon
Oh,
crunch.
yum. Now,
Oh.
Christy, here's what I'm going to say.
Okay.
When you're not feeling hungry, make yourself a menu that does your body good. And then just take it a day at a time and try to, you know, don't kick yourself if you end up having the bag of M&Ms, but at least get some of the good stuff in there because your body needs the good stuff.
Needs
It's
it.
just like putting bad gas in the car. It's not going to run very well.
And
So
I have a I've worked very hard on my relationship with food, and I need to continue to, you know, like I it's to fuel your body and live, not a therapy session.
it's
And
hard.
I know how hard it is.
It is.
Anybody that's been overweight, especially anybody that's been overweight and has yo-yo dieted, which I have
Whoa.
for years,
Yeah.
we got you, girl.
Yeah, it's hard. Yeah, it's hard. So I need to like not I need to not think about, oh, does something sound good? What, you know, what sounds good? Well, you know, kale never sounds good
It
to me.
doesn't, unless it's like with
No.
olive oil, like in the oven.
Something garlic maybe. I
Yes.
don't know,
Have you
something.
tried it? Have you tried
No,
it?
because my neighbor brought my grandma kale at, like every other day, fresh kale from his garden.
Well, I was going to say if you chop it up, and this is going to sound crazy, but it is so good. Okay, so you take the kale, put it
Yeah.
on a pizza pan, drizzle some olive oil, and then get some sea salt, put it in for about 400, and it gets crispy. It's like eating like potato chips or something. Yeah, And then there's also like a yellow squash vegetable. If you slice it real thin, same thing, put it on the pizza pan and try to slice it as thin as possible, put it in the oven for 400, and it gets like a real crispy brown. And and like drizzle that olive oil, and then you can put different types of seasoning on it if you like. So good. I mean, it's like eating potato chips too. That one
Oh
is.
my gosh, thank you. I miss potato chips.
But you know, another thing too is because I'm still trying to lose weight. I'm never going to be like 110 pounds. It just like maybe I was like in the 7th grade or something like that. I don't know. It's just not going to happen in this universe. So I'm trying to do like, and especially as we get older, we need those green leafy vegetables. Does anybody like
Oh.
those bait? I know I brought this up last time, but I'm going to bring it up again because it's so good. Baby cucumbers, slicing those up, and then getting those little packets of hummus. I'm telling you, so good.
Oh, that sounds
It's
wonderful.
crunchy.
I've learned to like hummus.
Yeah, and
Yes.
it gets that crunchy little taste to it. You know, it's like you feel like, So you know how sometimes like when you're hungry for something salty, and then there's sometimes you want something sweet. I'm telling you, those baby cucumbers are like,
Baby cucumbers.
yeah, baby
Yum.
cucumbers
Now,
with hummus.
here's my hack.
Okay.
If you like something sweet and but you know you're eating way too many sweets, too much sugar, because we talked about that earlier, the sugar and the processed foods. I got a little bullet blender for Christmas. And just like when I was feeding my daughter Jennifer when she was a baby, she hated her vegetables. And so I would give her fruit and I would hide the vegetables in between the fruit, and she would get a couple of bites of vegetables in there before she realized what she was eating. And then she was back to the fruit again. And then she would be happy again. So anyway, make some smoothies and put a little bit of your veggies in the smoothie. It doesn't have to be a green smoothie. It can be just a couple of spoonfuls of veggies in the fruit smoothie, and that'll get
Great
your
idea.
vegetables in. And but yet it tastes good, and you feel like you're having a strawberry banana smoothie with, a little bit of
Right,
spinach
with
or
hot
something.
fudge. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
So anyway, and
Caramel.
I read an article the other day that the frozen fruit is as close to fresh,
Yes.
because they take the fruit when it's at its best, and then they flash freeze it. And so sometimes, and again, depends on who you talk to, sometimes folks say that the frozen is actually better than the fresh because they flash freeze it at its prime. Whereas sometimes you buy fruit from the store and you can tell it's been there.
Yeah.
So anyway, long story short, you don't need any ice. You're not gonna water down the smoothie because the frozen fruit becomes what makes it the frozen smoothie. And so it's full of flavor, it's nice and sweet, and it gives you the correct nutrition.
Thank you. You always have so many good ideas.
So anyway, and it feels like you're cheating when you're not.
Yes. Yeah. Right. Which is that needs to be my hack.
Yeah. Now, let me see who put this in here. Andora did. She says premium protein chocolate peanut butter, the
Oh
best
my
protein
God.
ever.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm
Love
telling
it.
you.
Love
Yes.
it. You can.
Yes. And you know, another thing on that one to do is if you put it in the freezer. And then you get
Yes.
out and then you put through, it tastes like you're eating ice cream. I'm telling you
It
what,
does.
this tastes, I swear to God, you guys, if you don't like it, well, if you don't like it, I would say I'd buy it from you, but I don't know where you
Right.
all at. But put that in there and I'm telling you what, it tastes like a Reese's cup. I swear it does. I mean, it
It
is
really
so
does.
good.
And with
Yeah.
if you put some ice and use that as your liquid
Yes.
in your blender, you can it'll taste like a chocolate milkshake.
It does, and it's like so good. But that I was going to tell Christy, there's another thing that I get from Sam's Club. It's called Vital Proteins Collagen. Collagen's important, and I get the unflavored. So every morning when I have my coffee, because God knows I have to have my coffee. So but that
Amen.
coffee, I mean, like right, like I can't even function. Like I don't
No.
can't even. It's like literally jump out of bed, use a bathroom, and then immediately go hit that, press the button on the coffee machine and get that
Yep.
coffee brewing. But put the that protein powder, it's unflavored, and I promise you it doesn't have any weird flavor to it. Put it in your coffee with the protein because I was like starting to lose my hair from
Yes,
weight
my
loss.
hair is very thin.
I used to have the thickest hair, like we're talking hair follicle on top of hair follicle. And now I feel like now I notice like when I'm out in the wind, it's like, oh my God. I just feel like it's not there. But anyway, I'm doing this protein. And I think I'm starting to see it's starting to turn a corner. you know,
Oh,
like my little
good.
bald spot right here, I feel like it's not as much. You know what I mean? How you get, it's like starting to come back. So I take a little comb and tease it up so you can't see the baldness.
Now, I want to jump in and say one thing. Of everything that we're talking about, consistency is king. Consistency is king. It's not what you do occasionally, it's what you do all the time
That's
is
true.
what's going to make a difference. So decide, and again, it's all about the decision. Decide early, like, this is what I need to put into my diet. This is what I need to do with my exercise. This is where I need to go next for my passive income. Make some decisions and then just take small steps every day toward the goal.
And I've read that it takes 90 days to form a habit. So meaning that whatever you, and try not to do everything all at once, right?
My problem.
You've heard that definition. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. So pick one thing that you think you want to improve on and then get that down as a habit and then start on something new. And I'm still working on that, by the way. I'm trying
No, we all are. Yeah, it's it, we're all in progress here.
But I do have the walking thing down. If you're somebody that has like anxiety, which I do,
Oh, I love to walk outside.
it really changes the perspective. And even
It
like
really
sometimes,
does.
even like when you're not in the mood for it and you're kind of feeling like, ugh, and I know we're getting rain. I think for you're in Ohio, tomorrow we're supposed to get some high storms again and rain. But just even doing like Mindy does a lot of mall walking, I believe. You know,
Oh,
that's a
okay.
great idea. I need to always forget about that, you know,
And
or
I
you
take
know,
no
just
money in with me.
yeah,
None. Not a dime.
not a
No.
dime.
That's the
Not a
brilliant
dime.
idea.
Yeah. But I mean it is really, you
Window
know,
shop.
you don't
Window
shop when you're
shop.
in the
Just keep
mall.
people cute.
I have
But
to
no,
ask
I don't think. I
Carl
hold
about
no money
this.
with me.
I'm gonna ask
No,
Carl.
he does. He does.
But anyway, I think
But I
it's a
haven't
good
run out of
idea.
things to buy
It's a
for
great
him.
idea. And now you guys
Yeah.
with spring around the corner, I mean, wherever you're at, I'm not sure where everybody's at, but look where your local metro parks are and you know, make it a ha try to make it a habit. Like once a week, I'm gonna try a different park. Like make it fun, you know, for yourself.
Yeah, we went down to Muskingum County for a ball game and a birthday party last weekend. And we had like a 5, 6 hour gap in between the two. So we took off and went to Dillon State Park and we walked over by the dam. We
Beautiful.
walked down by the beach. You know, it was a mess, but we, remember it back in the day when we were kids, what it looked like and what it looks like now. But we walked and then we did, even went into a different area where they had horse trailers and things, and the horses were all out in the yard, eating and stuff. And we drove through that part. But yeah, we walked, we did about 6 miles.
That's,
So
I
it's
mean,
quite a
I saw your pictures, Lake Dillon, right?
Yep.
Okay, is it,
Dillon State
has
Park.
anyone ever been to Lake Dillon besides Mindy? I'm telling you what, the hottest sand in the
Yes.
world, isn't it? I mean, it like burnt your feet off. I mean, have you, but I thought it
Yep.
was.
Back in the day, it did.
Yeah. And I don't know if it's because it was so, like, they brought in like white sand instead of that creamy, I don't know, but it was very hot. But all right, sorry,
Well, that's okay. Ladies, we've been an hour and a half. I love you all. I'm glad that you joined in tonight. It's been a great conversation. It's been recorded, so we will upload that into our channel in YouTube. And it's just under Freestyle Living with Kathy Benner. And you can find the YouTube channel if you want to listen to any of our replays. And same code that got you in tonight is going to be the same code every month. I have one date that Andorra has another commitment. I don't have it right in front of me. So maybe I can twist Mindy's arm to jump
Mindy
on
can.
that.
Mindy has some things, I'm telling you.
And she can be my co-host that night. Just one time, and then Andorra will be back after that. There's only one date. I don't remember what the date is. Do you remember
I
what it
think,
is,
yeah,
Andorra?
let me see, because I think you sent me a text and I thought, yep, you're right. So let me look at this real quick and I can tell you. Mindy will, she has all
Yeah, the
kinds of,
only one at May 27. So Mindy,
is it
put
May
it on your
27th?
calendar. May
Okay.
27 is the only one
Okay.
that Andorra has another commitment. The rest of them we're all good on.
Yep.
And but Mindy, we'll talk about it. So thank you,
Bye,
everyone,
Kim.
and we will see everybody next time.
All
Thank you
right,
so much.
ladies. Bye, you
Thank
guys. Have a good
you.
evening.
Bye, everyone. See
See
you
ya.
tomorrow night.